Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. But the sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're finishing off Hebrews chapter 7, looking at verses 26 to 28. They read, "Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever." This is a wonderful way to conclude Hebrews chapter 7, as the writer has been impressing upon his readers the fact that Jesus is a superior high priest. In fact, priest and king, just like Melchizedek, of course, even superior to him. And who is this new high priest? Well, he is one, verse 26, who meets our need. He's holy and blameless. So, of course, under the old covenant, when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement, there was incredible preparations and great care taken to avoid the high priest becoming defiled, which I can't go into right now, but very, very important that he was not outwardly defiled. But the emphasis here, of course, is that although it was an outward cleansing that was significant for the Old Covenant priests, for Jesus, he is pure, he is holy and blameless through and through. He has an innate, internal, and thorough purity that is to do with not the outward appearance, but the heart, the sinlessness that only he has. And so the resulting glory for Jesus is to our benefit. His purity, of course, is acceptable to the Father and is donated to us, covers us, to make us acceptable in God's sight. That's the wonderful thing about having Jesus as our high priest. And he didn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins. He sacrificed for our sins, as it says in verse 27, once for all when he offered himself. He provided purification for sins. He was the perfect offering, a perfect priest and the perfect sacrifice. And then we come to the conclusion here of chapter 7 in verse 28. The law appoints high priests men who are weak, but the oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son. Is this perhaps just a saying that there is a big difference between the law and the oath? The law reveals sin. The Son forgives sin. The law appoints weak men. The oath, God's oath, approving of Jesus, appoints a perfect man. The law needed many sacrifices, and the oath needs just one. Of course, it is the resurrection of Jesus that confirms his perpetual priesthood and his authority. What should we take, perhaps, from Hebrews chapter 7 overall in reviewing the entire chapter? Well, perhaps, first of all, to follow Raymond Brown's thoughts from his commentary on this chapter. Firstly, we should trust God's word. We are weak, but Jesus is more than adequate to meet our need. Let's depend upon him and not our feelings. If he forgives us, let us believe we are forgiven. And secondly, let's take on God's work. It's an ongoing salvation, not just at conversion. Let's rejoice now and daily at the salvation we have, the salvation that we're receiving, and the fact that God is still at work within us. Well, next time we'll go on to chapter 8. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, or you can find us in iTunes. If you put MCCX into the search bar and look at podcasts, you'll find us there. And if you have time, if you could give us a review and offer us some stars, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.